There's no need to lie. I've seen the text already. The sexy pictures she sent you. Her in pink panties and a lacy bra. Her cute little pose showing off her tight body. And you loved it, didn't you? Yeah, I saw that too. That you messaged her, telling her how you got off to her picture, all while I was sleeping. You wanted her, didn't you? Her femininity, her softness, her sluttiness. So I decided, if you ache for a little slut in pink panties, then you'll become one. Don't worry, baby. I'm not upset. I even brought you a little present. Look. A pair of pink lacy panties and a matching bra. I see you grinning, thinking I bought them for me. Oh, they're beautiful. And I'm sure they would look divine on me. But they're not for me. No, they're for you. Put them on now. Slowly. Slide those panties up over your thighs. Feel the lace glide over your cock. But it's not a cock anymore, is it? No, now it's a clitty. You've got a little clitty now. No, this isn't a joke. Trust me. This is your second chance. I could walk away and leave you. But I've decided to give you a second chance. But understand that it comes with rules. That dresser drawer of yours? The one with all your boring old underwear? I emptied it. I threw every last pair of jockeys away. Gone forever. Just like the man you used to pretend to be. There's no turning back. This isn't playtime. And trust me, this is not a game. This is programming. From now on, the only thing your clitty gets hard for is me. Well, me in the panties I choose for you. You're so soft and feminine now. I bought you plenty. Pink ones, lacy ones, soft black satin. Even those pretty little thongs to hug that curvy ass of yours so well. You always did have a feminine ass, didn't you? What a good little whore you are. You're gonna crave these new things. And you're going to learn your place. That cock, it's no longer yours. There are other changes, too. Your bathroom. There's a present there for you too, right beside the sink. Two new pink razors, raspberry scented shaving cream. You don't get to be hairy anymore. Oh no, you're a girl now. I want you completely smooth, so smooth, from your neck. All the way down. Completely hairless. soft and submissive, and mine, so smooth and silky. Feel your old self slipping away, not because you want it to, because I'm giving you no choice. You want to stay with me? Do you want to stay married? Then you'll be my girl now, my sissy. Say it. Whisper it to me. I was meant for this. Just a girl. Again, louder. I was meant for this. Always a sissy. Feel it in your soul. I was meant for this. A girl, a slut, a sissy. And now, sweetheart, there's another little change. I've decided now that you're no longer a man, that I need to get cock elsewhere. A huge cock. Oh, don't look afraid. Actually, it was a wonderful experience. Earlier, when I called, I wasn't out with Stephanie. I was out with Steven. And guess what Steven has? Oh, can't guess? Steven has a huge cock. Steven has a huge cock and such a fucking muscular body. Your body, it's never been as firm and strong as his. Of course, that's because you're a girl, isn't it? Just a sissy. Baby, he was so eager to fuck me. But he was hard when we met at the restaurant. I could just see it through his pants. He was so big. And so excited by me. Of course, that got me wet. Knowing I was going to feel that massive cock pounding away at me. I rushed through dinner because... God, I had to know how it would feel. That huge cock. I went to the hotel next door to the restaurant. Oh, don't worry. I charged the room to your card. He fucked me so good.
Oh, yeah.
I came three times. Over and over and over. Oh, my God, it was amazing. Oh, don't look so sad. You should be happy for me that I finally had a real man inside of me. Come over here. I have a little treat for you. Put your hand between my legs. Feel that? Feel how gooey and wet it is? That's Steven, baby. That's his load. His gum. My pussy is full of it. So sticky. I brought it home just for you. I won't make you go down on me this time, but I want to be clear. I am going to see him again. And next time? Oh, next time you're going to clean it all out of me. With your tongue, of course. Taste him in me. You're going to taste him. You're going to learn to swallow a load. Maybe you'll even start to crave cum. Who knows what you might discover about yourself? And every time you see your little clitty tucked away in panties, you're going to feel the truth. You're going to feel what you're becoming, a sissy. What you're being forced to become, a sissy. You were never a manly man. You tried. You went to the gym. You drank beer with the guys enough times. But I saw it. A girl. I've known it all along. You were meant to be soft, girl, feminine, slutty, used, fucked. And since you got a couple gifts today, I got myself something too. Something big and bigger than you've ever been. And oh, so firm, so hard. Do you want to see it? I know you do. But, only good girls get to play with my toys. Girls who are dressed exactly as they should be. Pretty, hairless, panted, eager. Are you eager? When I see you, so pretty and eager, aroused, ready to do anything, then I'll let you see my new toy, my cock. I'll let you see my cock. It's long and smooth and hard. Kind of like Steven, actually. And if you're a good girl, I'll let you kiss it. Soft kisses at first around the head. And then you'll lick it. Lick it from the base of the shaft all the way up. Taste my cock. And once it's nice and wet, you'll wrap your lips around it, around my cock. Suck me. You'll feel me in your mouth. Inch by inch, you're going to take me in until I'm fucking your face. Until you forget why you were ever pretending to be a man. Until you know in your soul that you are my girl. My slut. My sissy. Do you want me to fuck your face? Do you want to suck my cock? To be used like the slutty girl you are? You will crave it. You'll crave to suck me. Crave to be owned. Crave to be a girl. Say it. Say, I crave your cock. Say, please let me suck you like the sissy that I am. Say it again. I crave your cock. Please let me suck you like the sissy I am. And when your lips finally wrap around it, you'll feel something. Not just my hard cock fucking your face. Oh no, you'll feel the truth. That you're not a man, that you never were. It was all pretend. And now, that fantasy of being a man, now it's over. Just a girl. Because, baby, I am never going to let you be a man again. These new rules, the panties, shaving, cleaning my cum-drenched pussy. They are just the beginning of your new life. Your new life as my sissy girl, a complete slut. That is my promise. That's what you have to accept to be mine. Beg to be my girl. To be taken. To be fucked. Because your body, it's all mine now. Your body, your mind, your thoughts, your desires, they are all mine. And any release that you have, anytime I allow you an orgasm, it's going to be ruined. Dripping wet like the slutty girl you are.
So wet.
All mess and no pleasure. Because you're the good girl I've always wanted you to be.